sensations make me feel the pleasures of a normal man. New sensations spare the insults, leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shuffle away.
Sunday, 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 it's time for In Transit. Sunday, 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 you shouldn't miss a bit.
Hello, hello. Welcome to In Transit.
What happened to the Rob Hakimian show?
Oh.
The Rob Hakimian show!
Woo! Nice. All right, that was Disorder by Joy Division. And we've got a bit of Disorder in the studio today. We've got Nick Taylor in for Ollie Bazzi Ray. Nick, give us a bit of a fact file. Name, full name?
Nicholas Jonathan George Correct Taylor.
Correct?
Correct, yeah. French, grandad.
Oh,
wow, that's always a pretty awesome name.
You could always say my middle correct is my middle name.
Correct. I'm always correct.
Yeah. And age?
20.
And course?
Chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Bad choice.
Interesting fact. We've got one.
Interesting fact. Apart I once took my underwear off without taking my trousers off.
Is that actually outside possible?
KFC. Seriously? It is possible.
Did you have to rip your underpants?
There was a lot of rippage.
I can take my underpants off when I'm wearing shorts, but not trousers.
Were they nice underpants?
No, they're only from Next. They were.
Oh, I quite like Next underwear.
Next do make them, but
my range goes.
Actually, Marks and Spencer's is where I go to generally. they're a good underwear selection. Very comfortable. Don't really wear out on the gooch either.
Anyway, we had to go through several locked doors. Well, we couldn't get through the locked doors, but we found many barriers to our.
I know there's gates everywhere, locked doors.
Even at the final hurdle, we were blocked by a giant dumpster full of rubbish. Which was it just seemed like the end of it all.
But seemed I'm like glad last straw. Yeah,
I'm glad
made
we're
it.
Here.
Made it in time.
Yeah, we made it in time.
It's always good.
Okay. That's enough talking. Nick, what have you got for us?
My first track is a song called The Tape by Sondre Lerche. He's from Norway.
Ah, very nice.
He did the Dan in Real Life soundtrack, which, good soundtrack.
Dan in Real Life, it's got a rubbish film in it.
It's got Steve Carell.
Steve Carell, yeah.
It's pretty, yeah, it's all right film, but he's a singer-songwriter with a band, and it's a good song, I think.
All right. It's your song of the moment, isn't it? Nick and I share a flat, yeah. And Nick's been playing this a lot. I quite like it. See what you think. Here we go.
Nice.
By Sandra Lerche. Nick being in the studio this week is not the only thing that's rocked the media world. How about that new Simpsons?
Whoa! Just new stop Simpsons right there. Intro. That's
Anybody seen it?
Yes, unfortunately, yes, I have.
It's just for those who haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube. Just having new Simpsons opening credits, I guess.
They've not changed it for 19 years, and then
they changed it for HD TV. The worst reason ever.
It's horrible. Like
it's kind of like it's the same basics, but then they expanded added extra details and reanimated.
The worst thing for me that they've changed is when it breaks away from the clouds, a little view over Springfield, and they've completely changed it.
Yeah.
They have
the whole sofa gag going on. That was the thing they changed, and that's what they should.
Oh, the sofa gag was just awful, isn't it? It actually went on for a minute.
The best one was the one where it zooms out into like Homer's head, isn't it? And it like turns a different universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was a good one. Anyway, if you guys out there have seen the new Simpsons theme tune, email in, let us know what you think. Also, tell us what was your favourite Simpsons sofa gag. I can't think of one right now.
My favourite Simpsons sofa gag.
I'm thinking of the one you said. Yeah. That is probably the best one.
I like the one where they've like all got different heads and bodies.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Like the bobblehead one's quite good. When they come
Yeah, that's really
good. I like when they come in and the sofa's on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
Another thing, they've got a new TV in the
plasma TV.
Yeah, how can they afford that?
What? They're the Simpsons, yeah. They can't even afford cable.
They steal it.
Exactly, well, yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Slight difference.
Dasal, you got a song for us?
Well, yeah, I almost didn't come in for the show today, but I'm so happy I did. I've been deep in the depths of the void of despair of revision.
Oh.
It's dark. And, yeah, so I've been revising pharmacology for an exam coming up soon, and the most recent thing I've actually been revising was antidepressants, of which I think everyone should know. which I think everyone should know, Lithium is a great one. And so in that case, I'm going to play Lithium by Nirvana.
Stone Cold classic.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Look on me, it's Sunday morning, it's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, 'cause I found God.
Classic tune there.
I know. It's brilliant.
Classic album. I like how what we're doing today. We're playing some older stuff. Generally,
older stuff's good.
Apart from Ollie, we usually play quite modern stuff.
Exactly. And then Ollie,
Vision and Nirvana.
I think Ollie brings our average significantly down to older stuff.
Yeah.
Make up for it today.
Work out an average year. We brought way down by Ollie playing 1950s stuff. Anyway, this is In Transit, the show about bands on the move, either on tour physically or moving up in my esteem. I think I got it right this time. I didn't bother my words. And this week, I went to see The Walkmen from New York.
Not a Walkman.
No, Walkman. The Walkman. Is it Walkman or the Walkman?
It's Walkmen, because there's five of them. Otherwise, it would be incorrect grammar, wouldn't it? Anyway, they were pretty good. I have a couple of complaints. Mainly,
here we go.
They play way too many slow songs.
Do they tune up a lot?
Not really, but they're just all the slow songs. They stuck them all together in the middle, and like when
you've got to vary up.
I always feel like when a band's playing a slow song, it's good, but there's always like a balloon of energy growing in the crowd, and then they've got to burst that balloon with like an energetic song. And luckily,
but then I hate it when like bands go slow song, fast song, slow song, fast song, slow song, fast song.
I'm not okay with that.
I'm with the couple of slow and then like a nice buildy up one that starts slow, ends fast, yeah, into another fast one.
I'm all
that
for
takes, you know, good musical repertoire.
High Fidelity's guide to making a good mixtape. You start with an amazing opener, but not too good, because the second song's got to outclass the opener. But then the third song, you reel it back a bit and then go for a slower song and stuff. But yeah, there's a whole
advice,
like chapter on there.
Yeah, mixtape making is an art.
Mm-hmm. Industry advice is, if you start a gig, start with not your best song and finish on your best song, because that's the only one people are going to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, people always stick around waiting for the best song.
Unfortunately, yeah. The Walkmen are one of those bands who are known for one song, which is The Rat, and they play that mid-set.
One song only.
And that was amazing. That is their best song, and without doubt. And if you haven't heard it, go check it out on YouTube now. The vocals on it are just incredible. I would play that, but I feel like most people, well, maybe not most people, have probably heard it, and I'd rather expose something else.
I have to say, it's the only song I've heard by them. I've heard others, but don't remember it.
Yeah, they are quite forgettable unless you listen over and over again.
So, here we go.
But I just felt like they had a couple more fast songs that they could have played. Like, I was dying to hear Little House of Savages, which they didn't play. They played up that on the OC, if you ever saw the one with them in it.
The OC. That was the barometer of bands a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was.
The barometer of bands.
I think most of the bands have been on there now, so what does that make me? Just kind of...
Seth
makes me
or Lane.
Yeah. Anyway, the Walkmen, I would recommend them, but only if you like slow songs. This is I Lost You, which is kind of a builder, so it's a bit of both. Taste of both. It's from their newest album, which I think I ranked like 16th in my favorite albums of last year. Anyway, this is it. I Lost You.
Cut it out.
that was I Lost You by the Walkman.
That's quite nice, actually.
That was quite good. Album,
You and Me. Yeah.
A bit like the Cold War Kids, the singer, but...
Yeah, I think he's better.
But yeah, definitely.
Listen to The Rat and the vocals on that.
It's a brilliant song, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, the White Stripes have made their comeback, finally.
Kind of, maybe not really.
They were on Conan O'Brien's last ever show, late night with Conan O'Brien, last show. They played I Can Tell That We Are Going to Be Friends, and it was pretty bad, to be honest. I love the White Stripes.
I love the White Stripes. Yeah, White Stripes, Jack White's awesome, but Meg White, she works in the band, but...
Yeah, it was Meg
it all
White,
fell apart, to
Meg
be honest.
White who messed it up, really.
Yeah.
Because normally she plays drums on that song, but this time she was playing guitar.
What?
And there's absolutely no point. I mean, Jack was playing on acoustic, she was playing on electric, and there's no point.
Oh,
and she was
dear.
Trying to harmonise with him, but it sounded terrible. It would have been better if...
She is actually pretty awful.
Let's just play one of their big ones. Let's play it like the Ball and Biscuit or something. That's an awesome song.
Yeah, but Conan was happy with it because they're like his favourite band, so, you know, it's all good.
Imagine having that power, like... Get back together, bitches, for my show.
Yeah.
That'd be an awesome power.
Yeah. You were meant to go see them.
I was meant to see him, a year ago? And then they had the whole Meg White stress thing, and she didn't go to the gigs. And then it all came out that maybe she was caught having sex with someone, and it was on the internet, and that's why she didn't dare go to the shows.
You've both seen the sex
yeah,
tape, haven't you?
Yeah, we've seen it.
The alleged sex tape, but apparently it's not her, but, you know.
What are your feelings?
I could say it is her.
Yeah, it does look
It does look
like
quite
her.
A lot like her.
So
Who knows? Look at on the internet, Meg White sex tape. You know, not condoning pornography, but
what
media
was it,
gossip.
It said in Pi magazine, about pornography.
About pornography, 98.6% of UCL male students admit to watching pornography.
Wow.
Who the hell are those 1.4%? You have evidently watched pornography. I don't know a single guy.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, you can tell Ollie's not in the studio today. He'd be going spare.
Yeah. He'd have walked out by now.
Is he the 1.4%?
Maybe. He would never admit it.
Yeah.
He definitely does.
I've caught him.
You can see that cheeky glint in his eye.
I've watched porn glint.
Yeah.
If you've got any comments about porn, email into the studio at studio@rarefm.co.uk. Or alternatively, text your message. Start with Rare plus your message to 60300.
Or you can just leave a message on the Rare FM website in the top right-hand corner.
That's the easiest. But yeah, so the White Stripes,
yeah,
what song I chose was... What was it called?
There's No Home For You Here, Girl. Go on,
Awesome song.
From Elephant. Yeah. One of my favourites.
Good.
As opposed to...
good lyrics, really. Piss off, basically, song.
The performance, I said my main criticism of the performance on Conan was the bad harmonies, but the harmonies in this song are amazing. So
bit ear-wrenching.
Ear-wrenching?
Yeah, really high-pitched.
Hey, well, they're good. Check them out.
It's just the kind of make you drive yourself away. Each simple gesture done by me is counteracted and leaves me standing here with nothing else to say. Completely baffled by a backward indication that an inspired word will come across your tongue. Hands moving up, but to propel the situation, I've simply halted, now the conversation's done. There's no one for you. For the proper time to tell you that it's impossible to get along with you. It's hard to look you in the face when we are talking, so it helps to have a mirror in the room. I've not been really looking forward to the performance, but there's my cue and there's a question on your face. For Unfortunately, I have come across an answer which is go away and do not leave a trace.
Great choice.
Very good, very good. Pity they're not that good live.
They are O'Brien. Good live. Well,
I've seen them live actually a couple of years ago, a while, and they were pretty good, I have to say. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
They were pretty good at Glastonbury when I watched them on TV.
Blackpool, Pleasure Beach, that was a good one.
And the Raconteurs are incredible live.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Jack is amazing. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, from amazing stuff to not so amazing stuff, there's a new genre of music called Donk. I think DeSalle's the expert on Donk, aren't you?
Yeah, I heard about Donk over Christmas. It's also known as Scouse House or bounce music. It's basically a sound, and it's become infamous in the north of England over the past few months. And well, I'm going to play you their biggest, the most prolific Donk artist, and the Blackout Crew. And I think we should have a listen and analyse it.
Yeah, we're not going to play the whole song because it's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's sick, that.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Pull it up. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right? You want to put a banging donk on it.
The song is called Put a Donk on It.
Yeah, that's sick. That
wait. It gets better.
Drop to that one.
You know all the words, don't you?
I actually do. I've watched this far too many times.
Are these the next Arctic Monkeys, then, DeSalle?
I think so. They're the newest things to come out of the north.
Now put a donk on it. Electro.
This is the reason why I don't go to nightclubs very often.
Hey, that's good, that Tony.
I think that's enough.
Yeah,
I think that's enough.
Turn it up. Bringing down the quality of the show.
And that was the Blackout Group.
If you want to see the full song, go to YouTube, Blackout Crew.
Alternatively, if you really want an insight into Donk music, I thoroughly recommend VBS, that's Vice's TV website. VBS's documentary on Donk. They did an expose. They sent one of their brave journalists from London up to Bolton to nice. Check out the scene.
Has anything musical come from Bolton?
Probably not. No. Nothing good's come out of Bolton.
Peter Kay?
The Reebok Stadium.
That's never come out of Bolton.
True.
Anyway, what do you got for us to sell?
Well, Donk music is a northern phenomenon, and another quite northern phenomenon, even though I'm pretty sure they've got a southern lead singer, is Dex's Midnight Runners.
You know, one time I told my friend David that my dad was in Dex's Midnight Runners, and he believed me.
Really?
Yeah.
Does your dad wander around wearing dungarees?
That's exactly what he said. No, he doesn't, but he could imagine him wearing dungarees.
Okay.
Anyway, you're not playing Come On Eileen, are you?
No, I'm playing Gino by Dexys Midnight Runners.
I've never ever heard another song by Dexys Midnight Runners.
I love it. I love Gino. It's quite a good one. So
well, you had to put some like pop in this week. Since
I do. I do, exactly. So this is it. Dexys Midnight Runners, Gino.
I'm sorry, but that song has got nothing on Come On Eileen.
No, it's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Was supposed to be the follow-up single to make them into...
I think it was actually before Come On Eileen, but yeah. I love it. It was in Enemies.
Enemies.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Their top 100 songs or whatever.
For those of you messaging in saying you want more oldies, missing your oldie factor this week, we played Joy Division.
Exactly.
We started with the oldies.
We played Nirvana, yeah, early 90s.
That's old enough, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. What else do you want?
Not that old.
Old enough.
Anyway, initial lineup for one of our favourite festivals, the Camden Crawl, has been
announced. Exactly, exactly.
As usual, mostly unheard of bands, which is cool. Most famous are Patrick Wolf, Von Bondies.
I think that's probably about it.
I love
that's about it so far.
Things I love about
the whole
about these bands is that they're quite a lot of rip off names. Like, well, this guy's not his fault. Josh Weller is like a rip off of
That's a bit harsh.
Maybe
I
it's
think.
His son.
General Fiasco, Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah,
Joy Formidable, Joy Division. But the one I remember from last year is We Are the Physics.
We Are Scientists.
And, We Are Scientists and Tronic Youth. Which Sonic Youth.
I love it. I love it.
How can they be so shameless?
Anyway, music is shameless.
Yeah, it is.
I'm really looking forward to Camden Crawl. It's not about the bands that you know. It's all about seeing just random levels. Stuff.
The alcohol.
It's all about the three Woody Grills in a day.
Yeah. Oh.
You're not allowed to carry around beers or ciders or whatever. So last year, Nick had the genius idea of putting it in Subway cups.
Subway cup. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was genius. And we just went around all day drinking out of Subway cups.
That looked such a tramp.
I mean, every day we went to Sainsbury's and bought like a six pack and just empty them into the Subway cups.
Yeah.
And we blagged it like, mate, can we have please, can we just have six Subway cups?
Yeah.
No, it did like Chris feel guilty about it and got bought a Subway and stuff.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And then got loads of cups with it.
Yeah. Anyway. One of the bands playing is called The Whip, which is a band that's on my cousin's record label, Razor and Ty. And he sent me a copy of their album.
They're free. Pretty good. They're sort of vaguely Does It Offend You? Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. So I'm gonna play one of their songs. Since I got the album for free, might as well play it. This is Dive Bomb.
Thank you.
That was Dive Bomb. Are we going in for Dream Analysis now?
Yeah, I think Dream Analysis, our regular feature.
Let me just find... Oh, yeah, here it is. Okay. Load it into the CD player. Okay. Oh.
Dream. Dream Analysis with Dessart.
Okay, listeners, welcome to Dream Analysis, the weekly segment that I know you've all been waiting for. Highlight of the show, 2006.
2006?
But, no.
We didn't have any listeners.
Exactly. We're joined in the studio, as you know, by Nick. Nick Correct Taylor.
Correct.
So, Nick, seeing as you're our guest this week, I think we should... We should see if you've got any dreams you'd like analysing.
I'm an epic dreamer. I dream so much. I had the weirdest dream the other day. I dreamt that I was in my room and my ex-girlfriend was there. And then she was all being weird with me. And I was like, oh, you were so annoying. And then she turned to my other ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
And then the brilliant thing was like, I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not.
Good thing Ollie's not on this week.
And I was like, no, I'm not dreaming about this anymore. And my dream completely changed. I was in the Aztec zone. From Crystal Maze.
Yes!
Stephen Fry was there, and we were doing like a science-based quiz, and my team partner was Will Ferrell, and we were just there like, yeah, it's such a joke, let's not do it. And then we decided that Stephen Fry was a big fat boar, and buggered off again to like a different zone where it was full of alcohol and ecstasy tablets, and we got chased out of Crystal Maze. And Stephen Fry came up to us at the end like a school teacher. He was like, I'm really disappointed at you two. You ruined the quiz show. And then we had to watch it back.
Oh, dear.
And they edited us out at the end, and kind of did like a big they were idiots segment about us, and I was there like waking up, and I was like, that was quite powerful to take control of my dream in that way and decide that I didn't want to dream about rubbish.
Okay. I don't know where to start with this. Right. Nick, well, first of all, you dreamt your ex-girlfriend was there having a row or whatever. Well, yeah, I think that's fairly common. But then she morphed into your other ex-girlfriend. I think you've got ex issues here. You've got serious sort of they're lingering in there. You know, you love to have a good argument.
I love that. I'm not... maybe I'm an arguer.
Or maybe you're just trying to justify yourself to them. You feel like you need to justify yourself.
Maybe.
Now, the Crystal Maze, you guys, that's just your mind. Just telling you want to... It's escapism from these sort of issues with your exes. Your mind's just purely trying to escape and run away from these issues. You know, go on to take drugs and stuff. Anything you can do to try and avoid these tough situations that come in your head. And
befriending celebrities.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you realise, oh, I'm going to try and avoid the voice of reason. I'm going to avoid... Oh, I've forgotten his name now.
Stephen Fry.
I'm going to avoid Stephen Fry. You know, he is a massive intellectual, and you just don't want to listen to him because he's going to tell you the truth and what you need to do with your life.
But you instead decide
to go off with Will Ferrell.
Who is like the anti...
Anti-Stephen Fry. And, yeah, but basically your dream's really, really messed up and very, very, very weird. And as always, Nick, you're a weirdo.
Thanks, as always.
Yeah.
Dream analysis with
Dessal.
All right, that was a good one.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, a couple of things to promote at UCL this week. What have we got, RAG?
Rag Week. I'm part of RAG Society, and I think everyone should try and take part in RAG Week. It's starting on Monday, the 9th of March, and there's lots of different events. On Monday night, there's a frat party, then there's a rag raid. There's a charity ball, in fact, and yeah, and endurance, the highlight of the week. A lot of people just trying to eat a lot of bad things.
So it's endurance eating.
Yeah, basically.
For those who don't know, RAG is raising and giving for charity. Yeah. It's something the medics do.
No, it's a whole UCL thing now.
It's mainly a medics. I never get asked.
Fine.
Anyway, the other thing to promote is more important. No, maybe not.
For charity.
Battle of the Bands this week. Heat 2. Dessal and I will be judging once again Tuesday night at Second Floor Bar. No, Easy J's.
UCL's venue.
Past the Chris Akabusi Pledge Lounge, isn't it?
Yeah,
the
Chris Akabusi Pledge Lounge.
Oh, we've talked about this far too much, Chris Akabusi.
we need to get him on, guest.
Yeah, we should get Chris Akabusi on, see if he's honoured to have the bar.
That would be such a score of an interview.
Yeah. Anyway, your band's playing at Battle of the Bands, not this week,
next month,
which is 3 weeks away, but you're going to play a song for us.
Yes, my band's was known as The Sections, now we're moving on to Kit Compass, new members, new music, new sounds.
But this is
from our second EP, Take Me Back in Time. I don't know, it's a heavy number, a bit slow, but
what do you play?
I play lead / rhythm guitar.
Okay.
And my friend plays guitar and vocals. My other friend Coop's on drums, and our new friend Sam, who's the new bassist, and he's pretty awesome. But this is our old stuff, don't know, not great production value to be honest, but it's one of the better produced songs in our discography.
Discography.
Play it. Put it on for it. Here we go. By The Section, soon to be called Kit Compass.
Yeah, soon to be
They're quite good, but I'm not sure I should have heard that. An advanced listener, this might impair my ability as a judge.
Good. Do you want to stay before the night and
you give me a fiver
session? Fiver.
Are you going to play that song on the night? Do you think?
I doubt it. To be honest, we've got some new ones, but we haven't recorded.
Have you changed in style much? Or?
A little bit slower, but not really. To be honest, compared to that one, yeah, it is different, but It's good different.
My tips for Battle of the Bands are work the crowd.
Work the crowd, yeah, bitches.
Big points for working the crowd.
It is.
I'm going to pay Slovakians to come and support us and write my name on their foreheads.
How, do you know any Slovakians?
Yes.
Okay, then. Fair enough. Okay. How much are you paying them?
£2.50 each. £2 to get in and 50p to buy maybe a shot of lime juice.
That's nice of you.
Lovely. good to know.
Speaking of money, there's stuff from Michael Jackson's Neverland.
Sale of the Century.
Is going on auction, and there's lots of interesting stuff to buy, and we've been looking through deciding what we'd each like to buy.
Some good highlights.
Stuff you can afford. We picked out the stuff you can afford.
With a student loan.
So what have you got? What is your choice, Nick?
It's a tough one. It's either, realistically, I get £3,000 student loan. If I didn't spend any money, I could buy the Edward Scissorhands hands.
This is true.
They're going for between $4,000 and $6,000, which is about £3,000.
Edward Scissorhands hands, worn by Johnny Depp.
In the film from
19... I reckon they go for way more than that. There's no way they're going for $6,000.
I reckon a lot of his stuff's going to go for way more than it is. But
realistically... I'm going to get the salt and pepper pots in the shape of mushrooms, yeah. I think.
How much
They're classy.
They're £300 to about £500 estimate, so...
Is that dollars?
No, I'm converting. I'm quick. I'm off the mark. But yeah, they are, you know, pure silver, so...
They're by some famous designer, aren't they?
Bucciolate mushrooms.
Very nice. And Desar? What, you like the socks?
I like the socks, yes. Everyone knows these socks. Michael Jackson's glittery Swarovski crystals socks. Acrylic tube socks, custom designed with uppers covered in rhinestone banding. These pieces date to the era of the Jackson's 1981 Triumph Tour. Everyone needs
them. Would you wear them, though, if you owned them?
I'd wear them every day.
When the crystals scratch your ankle?
No, it's the outside covered in it.
Would you accidentally put them on inside out?
No.
You'd realise very quickly.
I'd go for the classic styling of South Yorkshire, where I'm from, and wear them over my trousers.
Oh, God. You'd get mugged for your socks. Can you imagine?
No, but I'd have so much bling on me, people would be afraid of me. But yeah, they're going for $600 to $800.
And surprisingly, the most expensive thing... Well, actually, first, my choice would be this painting he's got of himself... other famous people, E.T., Einstein, and the Mona Lisa, all wearing his famous white glove and sunglasses, and it's so random. I would buy it, though, and paint myself over Michael Jackson.
I'd paint myself over... Is that Abraham Lincoln? I'd paint myself over Abraham Lincoln.
I think Abe Lincoln's the coolest one. He's the only one who actually suits the glasses. Actually, Einstein looks quite
Einstein
cool.
Is pretty
E.T.
cool.
Looks awesome.
Imagine the universe was different and Einstein was actually Michael Jackson and he turned black.
That would be weird.
It would be really strange.
Thanks for that, Nick.
Surprisingly, the most expensive thing going is the Gadger coffee maker.
Yeah.
The cappuccino machine.
It's got an eagle on top, like a Hitler eagle kind of thing.
Yeah. Two-tone metal featuring polished chrome with bands of repoussé and reticulated brass. Tank bears Neverland plaque, is flanked by decorative Turkish tea vessels, and is crested by an eagle finial. $10,000 to $15,000 for a cappuccino machine.
That's got no history behind it. Edward Scissorhands' hands, they're like... Imagine that, actually had Johnny Depp's hands chopped into them.
The glittery socks, I think, are the historic item.
Yep, there's plenty of other stuff going. Check it out.
eBay.com. Probably. Michael Jackson's life.
In honour of Michael Jackson's...
And the request for oldies.
In honour of Michael Jackson, I'm going to play a classic Michael Jackson track from the album History, which I recommend everyone should own.
Yeah, it's great to
hear. It's Stranger in Moscow, or Moscow.
was Stranger in Moscow by Michael Jackson. Bit of a chilled out choice.
It's okay.
Sunday afternoon. Anyway, my next choice isn't chilled out, but first I'm going to say why I chose it. There's a new band coming out called Tinted Windows, which has a very strange combination of
very, very strange.
It has former members of Smashing Pumpkins, good band, Hanson.
Hanson?
Yep, Cheap Trick.
Which one of them?
I don't know. Which one is it? Just how you're reading it.
Taylor Hanson.
Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Yeah. Cheap Trick, I'm not really sure about. And Fountains of Wayne. Which
Stacey's mom is going. Going.
Anyway. What music are they going to produce?
Yeah, who knows? It's going to be a weird amalgamation of sounds, I guess. Yeah.
You talk about. Wait, Blink 182 was last weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Been there, done that, yeah.
Anyway.
But so, it's all about bands not, I don't know, reforming or making something new.
This is a
Blur?
New, this is a new way to go.
Yeah.
Get lots of people from random bands and make a new one.
Super bands.
Yeah,
super
the decade of the super band has come and gone, and I think it's about time we brought it back. What, through the addition of members from previous super bands? Like super bands?
Well, there's two one-hit wonders in here with Hanson and
Fountains
of Wayne. But, you know.
Hey, Hanson came back, had their comeback single.
Who would be in your super band?
Who would be in my super band? I've had this question so many times. Well, Johnny Greenwood on guitar.
Okay, nice.
Isaac Brock singing and lyricizing. Drums? I don't know. I really don't know.
Drums?
Oh, Trey Cool. Yeah, Trey Cool from Green Day.
That's going
to
happen.
And then bass, Flea maybe, from the Chili Peppers. Oh, and also I have to have John Frusciante on guitar as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Immense.
So there you go. There's five. That's good.
Mine would definitely be Jack White on guitar. Just Jeff Buckley back from the dead. Definitely thrown in their lead singer and other guitar.
Good choice.
Drummer beat. Such a hard choice.
Yeah.
I'd go maybe, I don't know, Travis Barker is good, but it'd be a bit too rocky for those two, to be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe the drummer from Blur, I'll throw him in. He's all right.
Dave Rowntree.
Yeah, just chuck him in
the
there.
The only one who hasn't gone on to do further things.
Yeah, well, no, he tried to become an MP, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't, he makes, wasn't the bassist from Blur make cider now or something on a farm?
He works and writes the newspaper and
Orange Unsigned.
Oh, there's all sorts of
judges.
Not a bad line.
And then, of course, Damien's gone on to form many super bands.
Yeah, many super bands. Anyway, so I'm going to play a song by one of those artists. As much as I'd like to play Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne or Umbop by Hanson, one real band there, and that's Smashing Pumpkins. And this song is Mayonnaise. Thank you. Right, that was Mayonnaise by Smashing Pumpkins. And sorry for being too quiet. This middle microphone is always the quietest. DeSalle normally has it.
Yeah, exactly.
But this week I've got it, and now I'm going to speak louder.
I'm really loud.
Don't make up for
it. I just realised.
Anyway, that was Mayonnaise, not Baconnaise.
That's right, guys. You just heard correctly. We did just drop the Baconnaise in there.
If anyone who has...
the internet?
Look at our recent blog post from DeSalle. I mentioned it in the Facebook message that I sent out. In that post on the blog, DeSalle is actually talking about thisiswhyyourefat.com, which is, you should also check out.
Hey, it's a brilliant website.
But
why are you fat?
No one. I don't know, because you eat a lot of fat, the fattening stuff. I was just checking the levels, and this one is actually really quiet, so now I'm sharing with Nick.
Okay.
Microphone share.
But you should also check out the Baconnaise website.
I'm going to write another blog article fully dedicated to Baconnaise.
Don't they donate Baconnaise to the troops?
They donate their other product, bacon salt.
Bacon salt.
Let's just say Baconnaise's tagline is "Everything should taste like bacon."
I'm not sure I agree with that.
You go to the Baconnaise website, you can in fact find out such fun facts, such reviews as "It's like my sandwich just became a bacon wedge" by Craig P.
What the hell is a bacon wedge?
And let's not forget, guys. Baconnaise, it's kosher and vegetarian friendly. That's right, yet contains no artificial flavorings.
Even though,
have you looked for beefanaise and chickenanaise and
not yet?
Why? No, everything should taste like bacon, not like chicken.
Everyone
or
knows
beef.
This. Everyone knows this.
Beef's pretty good. They've got medium rare versions and well done beefanaise.
No. They've in fact got incredible website. They've got their own blog. They've got their email address is pastthebacon@baconaise.com. They've got videos and everything. It's actually the most ridiculous product in the world.
There's only two shops in the UK that sell it.
Yeah, both in Merseyside,
and one of them's an army supply store.
Yeah.
So this tells you the kind of market they're going for: hardcore troops who
miss their bacon but are vegetarian and kosher eaters.
exactly.
So, you know, if you want to try it, I guess you can get some shipped from the US or go up to Merseyside.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All shipped from Merseyside.
Definitely check the website out. It's very funny. And thisiswhyyourefat.com. Check that as well. Yeah. Anyway, Nick, your choice of song?
Caught by the Fuzz by Supergrass. Been listening to a lot of old songs because of Spotify, the new program where you can just stream music for shits and giggles.
And like, for free.
Tone Lock, search for him if you got it. That's... good shits and giggles, but yeah.
You keep saying the S word, Nick.
Thanks for that, Nick.
Everyone's 18.
Alright, cool.
Supergrass, go.
Go.
Like a bad dream. I was only 15.
tune.
Very nice, very nice.
So in the latest Observer Music Monthly, which was out last Sunday, they've got a big article on U2. And one of the little sections is about who Bono's got on speed dial. He's got Bill Gates, Jeffrey Sachs, who I'm not sure who that is.
Jeffrey Sachs, very big international development, former leader of the World Bank, I do believe.
Oprah Winfrey, Tony Blair, George Bush and Barack Obama.
So, not bad phone numbers.
Lots of politicians.
Not bad at all.
Who would you have on speed dial if you could have anyone?
Probably one of the Muppets. I said Fuzzy Bear because he's...
How could you have... Why would you want a Muppet on speed dial?
I don't know. He'd never get cheered up any day.
No, if I was going to have a Muppet, it'd be only just to listen to their voice, and I'd have the Swedish Chef just because I think his voice is hilarious.
He should have his own like cookery show. He should do like the Swedish Chef version of Hell's Kitchen.
Apparently, he's actually taken off a real life Swedish chef who has their own cookery program. But yeah,
I'm gonna have to look that one up. If I were to have it, I would have to have a politician just to be like Bono. I'd probably have Boris Johnson say that any time I get caught on the buses without having touched in my oyster, I can just call him up and ask him to cancel it for me.
Yo, mate.
Yo, Bojo.
BJ, actually. I think that's what he likes. So.
Really? Oh. BJ, I got nailed again. Can you sort out for me?
I got nailed. BJ, I got nailed.
Beautiful. I don't know who I'd have on speed dial. I'd probably have a politician. I'd go for Lembit Opik from Lib Dems just because, you know, he went out with a cheeky girl. He says he's all for the decriminalisation of cannabis and stuff. So he's evidently just like...
A hippie.
A massive hippie slash slacker.
I think Prince Harry or William would be pretty good because but royalty, got it in the bag.
I'd like to have Parkinson on speed dial. I bet he could hook me up with loads of celebrity contact. And... The other person I'd have on speed dial is I'd resurrect Sherlock Holmes from the dead so he could solve any crime or any problem I have.
From the dead? Don't you mean from the world of fiction?
Yeah, well, screw you.
And anytime you lose something, you just call him up and be, Sherlock, come find my stuff for me.
Yeah, he'd know what to do.
But anyway, that ties into your next song, doesn't it?
Yeah, in honour of Sherlock Holmes, I'm going to play... a little-known cover by the Foo Fighters of the song Baker Street.
Jerry Rafferty.
Yeah, I do believe so. And I really enjoy this cover, so...
I heard it.
Yeah, here we go. Baker Street. We'll be right back. Okay,
well,
that
I
was.
I do love the Foo Fighters, but I wasn't a massive fan of that cover.
I love it.
I don't know how you can replace the classic saxophone with guitar.
This is true. The saxophone is classic, but I don't know. I love that song.
It's doable. You can get rid of sax.
Yeah, but not when it's that classic. It's like something everybody knows.
True, true. But let's face fact.
Time is running
out. That saxophone is not as good as Simon Spillett, an up-and-coming jazz saxophonist.
Who the hell? Oh.
It's just got emailed in. He won the 2007 BBC Jazz Award, apparently.
Wow.
The infamous BBC Jazz Award.
Exactly.
Everyone who got it went into rehab afterwards.
Really? Is that a fact?
It's worse than the curse of Blue Peter.
Anyway, we've come to the end. My last track is... by Conor Oberst and Gillian Welch doing a cover of the Bright Eyes song Lua, which Conor Oberst is part of Bright Eyes, so it's kind of like a semi-cover. Conor Oberst has just announced, Conor Oberst and the Mystic Valley Band, I should say, have just announced their second album, nearly 9 months after they released their first. It's coming out in May. It's called Outer South, and I'm really excited about it, because I loved their last one, and I love everything Conor does. The song I've chosen, though, is from Dark Was the Night, which came out last week or the week before. It's a double album for charity by all artists who are on 4AD, which is a record label, such as TV on the Radio, Beirut. They've all, Arcade Fire, they've all got new songs on there, so check that out.
Sounds good.
So that's it from us this week. Anything else you guys want to say? Goodbye, anything? Oh, Il Duce is not going to be in today because he's in Bristol, so...
We might mess around for a bit.
Yeah. Anyway,
hardcore Il Duce listeners.
Anyway, good luck with your revision, Desal.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Desal.
And it's been a pleasure having you with us, Nick.
No problem.
And we'll have you back sometime soon, I'm sure. Anyway, this is Lua by Conor Oberst and Gillian Welch.
Woo!
Freezing, but I think we have to walk. I just keep waving at the taxis, they keep turning their lights off. But Julie knows a party at some actor's west side loft. Supplies are in. In the evening, by the morning they'll be gone. When everything is lonely, I can be my own best friend. I get a coffee and the paper, have my own conversations. Sidewalk in the pigeons and my window reflection. The mask I polish in the evening, by the morning looks like shit. And I know you have a heavy heart, I can feel it when we kiss. So many men, stronger than me, have thrown their backs out, trying to lift it. But me, I'm not a gamble, you can count on me to split. The love I sell you in the evening, by the morning won't exist. Thank you. and skinny like a model, with your eyes all painted black. You just keep going to the bathroom, or say you'll be right back. Well, it takes one to know one, kid. I think you got it bad. But what's so easy in the evening, by the morning such a drag.
I've got a flask inside my pocket, we can share it. Stay conscious, I will try and do the same. We might die from medication, but we should kill all the pain. What was normal in the evening, by the morning seems insane.
Not sure what the trouble was that started all of this. The reasons all have run away, but the feeling it never did. It's not something I would recommend, but it is one way to live. 'Cause what is simple in the moonlight, by the morning never is. It was so simple in the moonlight, now it's so complicated. So simple in the moonlight, so simple in the moonlight. It was so simple in the moonlight.
Type in Max Holloway on Google. I think his website is the first thing that comes up.
It's pretty impressive.
So yeah, check it out.
Not even the street.
No, because it's Max Holloway, not Holloway Road.
Yeah, but
why would a road have a website anyway?
I don't know. Quite a lot of roads have websites.
Do they? Like what?
Abbey Road, Street Road. See, got
but that's
there.
That's more about the.
But it's a road.
Yeah, but it's not the road's website. It's for the studio
on the road.
Yeah, but it's not. Oh my god,
Oxford Street. Put that on the internet. That will come up first.
No.